This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
His obedience to God.
On for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Headline, CNN, Republican senators call Trump nuts on China. Yeah, they got a $900 billion deficit with us. If you argue maybe $700 billion is the lowest end, he does a $50 billion trade thing on them. And they flip out because we were at 40 corporate tax. They were at 15. We went to 15 to match it. That's a tariff when they got a much lower corporate tax. There's people based there. They went to zero. The communists have the corporate bosses pay zero. Now you know why Bezos and all the rest of them are Chinaphiles. You know why they're basing themselves there. You know why Warren Buffett and all these people, because they pay zero, 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 zero. They're offshore people. And the left's like, screw you. We're not going to cut taxes on the middle class. You'll never bring America back. And Lloyd Blankfein at Goldman Sachs, you'll never bring the country back to the infrastructure, tweeting at Trump. You people, they had to hire people that hated America. Because the globalists are conquering the country. And you can't hire more moral people to undermine a nation, sell it out economically, culturally. You've got to hire scum and dumbasses and fools that have an existential envy of strength and honor and will and productivity and what is the chivalrous archetype of the West. And so you have to pull down that Arthurian or that Roland archetype, the French ethos, the Iliad, the Greek ethos. You have to pull down that ethos because it threatens you. The ethos of 300 and Sparta. You have to pull it down. You have to celebrate weakness, celebrate the soy boys, celebrate the beta, so that when people who were slaves that have been made beta chemically and culturally by mama that wouldn't let them ride their bike outside because they lived in a high-rise building, they've got to take these little cloistered, brain-damaged people and put them into assault. Those of us that don't want to die, those of us that still want to have children, those of us that still enjoy life, those of us that don't see someone else's success as a bad thing. So you have your simulated victories as I'm sued and attacked and lied about. We're only getting bigger and stronger. This is what I came to do, is fight you people. I came to show people that there aren't just cowards in this world, and I came to try to get other people to take action, and they're listening, and they're getting involved, and we're winning. So our era of surrender is over. I am not surrendering to any of this. Our powerful listeners who are activists of every race, color, and creed, I salute you. We're not giving up. And we understand the score. And we understand that it's the globalist and the Antifa and Soros funding them that have been caught staging riots. We have the documents on the site all over the country. They wanted to create martial law in 2015 for Obama. All that came out. David Hogg writes about how he wants to see billions die. It's the religion of the globalist. It's an anti-human death cult. And those that are in it think they're part of the winning team. You're the losers. And I'm not just telling you, you're a loser. They use their bots and social media to bot spam libertarians, conservatives, Christians, and make us all feel alone. We know it's fake. We know it's controlled. We know 95% of it's bots. We understand we're just there reaching out, transmitting to the few humans on Facebook and Twitter that we can still reach out to and let them know we're not giving in to the bullying. We understand we're building alternative networks and systems. We're taking the country back. We're turning the life support of the economy back on. We're turning the free speech back on. We're battling for the right to self-defense. We're battling the attempt to repeal the Second Amendment. We're battling the federalization and the globalization to the World Council of Churches, of the takeover of our churches. We are identifying the enemy cancer, and we are standing against it. We are the front line of the resistance. We're real, and we can feel the energy level rising as the enemy is in its death throes right now. We're not offering some utopia, but this big wave of the globalists is failing, and their whole Battle of the Bulge counteroffensive, led by their Zeb Dietrichs of the modern age, their Michael Moores and the rest of them, are going to come right in and face us, and we are going to defeat them, and then the full collapse is on, and already your funding's being cut off, the Saudi funding, the Chinese funding, it's all being cut off, and more of it's going to be cut off, because this is World War IV, it's economic, it's cultural, it's informational, and we are the info war. We were dug in 23 years ago. We have the intel. We have the information. We're dug in, and we're on the offense at the same time, and our information's spreading, and governments and intelligence agencies across the world are listening because they know the data they're getting is absolutely historical and on point, and victory is in our sails. I salute you all. Now come on in for the big win.
over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
And welcome to this edition of Alex, or the InfoWars.com, InfoWars, Alex Jones. Doug Hagman sitting in for Alex Jones. I'll get it right. Just hang right there. I'll get it right. Doug Hagman sitting in for Alex Jones. HagmanReport.com. That's my home base, of course, and I got a lot of information to talk about. Wasn't that, by the way, wasn't that film with Ted Nugent? Did you watch that? If not, go back and watch that. To me, that was so refreshing to see a real American and real Americans talking about the way America needs to be, bringing back America to its roots. And I love Ted Nugent. I love his everything he stands for, and the fact that he's speaking out. The fact that this documentary was made, that this film was made, the fact that we've got the freedom at this point to do exactly that, this says a lot. And it says a lot about InfoWars, InfoWars.com, InfoWars, Alex Jones. It says a lot about where we are headed, but also about the fight that we're in. Because if it was up to the gatekeepers of information, that would never see the light of day. Ted Nugent would not be allowed to show his guns. Of course, that's already been decided on YouTube. You can't do that. You can't show guns. It's already been decided by the people who are the unelected arbiters of the media, or at least what you are allowed to see and what you're not allowed to see. I started my show this morning, early this morning, the Doug Hagman Radio Show, and I had was thinking about the entire week and thinking about Alex and thinking about his battle with lawsuits and our battle, yours and mine, with fake news and being accused of being purveyors of fake news and being accused of everything from being racist to working with the Mossad to working with the Russians to, just take your pick. We're to the progressive liberal fascists, we are nothing but the devil incarnate, as opposed to the truth tellers and the truth seekers. So I got to be thinking about that, and I searched the origin of the phrase fake news, because if you stop and think about it, when all of a sudden did we hear this phrase fake news? When did this come to pass? When did it become? When was this suddenly inserted into our lexicon? Fake news. Did you think about that? A lot of times people don't. I didn't. I haven't been thinking about it. And then I did some searching, and I found Cheryl Atkinson, the CBS News former CBS News reporter, who was really treated criminally by members of the intelligence community, former reporter and truth teller. And I found a timeline that she had done. And follow me, come with me on this journey, okay, talking about fake news. According to the timeline that Cheryl Atkinson had done, the very first iteration or the very first use of the phrase fake news in its current iteration by the leftist media took place on September 13th of 2016, not 2017, not 2018, not 2010, just 2 years ago, less than 2 years ago. The nonprofit First Draft funded by Google, whose parent company is run by major Hillary Clinton supporters and donor Eric Schmidt, announces an initiative to tackle fake news. This is on September 13th, 2 years ago, 2016. That appears to be the first use of the phrase in its modern context. All right. Now, so again, woke up doing my show. Where did fake news come from? Where did this whole thing come from? FirstDraftNews.org. Well, who's FirstDraftNews.org, and why are they stepping up to make sure that you and I, the idiots out there, apparently we can't decide what's fake and what's not, and we have to be told, really, what's fake and what's not? Because, again, we're not smart enough on our own, so we've got to be educated. We cannot, goodness knows that we cannot, they cannot allow us to look at a Facebook posting or a Twitter posting and ask if it's genuine or authentic. God forbid that we would actually think for ourselves. So enter firstdraftnews.org. They step in and they say, hey, we'll take care of you. Don't worry about it, Sonny. Don't worry about it, little girl. We're going to take care of you. If that sounds insulting, it was meant to be. It was meant to sound insulting. So I got to looking at First Draft News, and I'm thinking, all right, let's drill down a little bit. Where's First Draft News? Where does this come from? Well, it appears to be, and I was able to verify this, an offshoot of the Shorenstein Institute. And I'm looking at that and looking at that. All right, now hang on a second. Now I'm grabbing some notes here. So I found that the Shorenstein Center on Media, Politics, and Public Policy at Harvard University, their John F. Kennedy School of Government, is the parent of this organization, firstdraftnews.org. Which, again, when you dig deeper there and you go to that link, the Shorenstein Center.org, and you go to that link and you click on this maze of about us and who we are and all this, and we find out that it's funded, of course, by the usual suspects. Funded by the progressive left, funded by the Ford Foundation, funded by all of the usual suspects who want to protect you, and us, all of us, because we can't think for ourselves, from fake news. All right. And why did I bring this up now? Well, what do we see taking place right now? We all of a sudden censorship. But it's not all of a sudden. They had this planned. They had this planned for a long time. This is a multifaceted war. We're seeing the censorship, taking away of our First Amendment rights. We see that taking place right now. But it's not just the First Amendment. There was a great town hall piece. In fact, it was just up on the screen by Kurt Schlichter. And I don't know the author of this piece, but he's dead right on this one, dead correct on this one. Folks, this is not just about taking the First or Second Amendment. This is about taking the Second Amendment and the First Amendment. In fact, the title of that article is They Take the Second Amendment First and the First Amendment Second. We've talked a lot, of course, about this liberal assault, this fascist assault on our right as American citizens to keep and bear arms, to protect against the rise of the potential rise of the tyrannical government. And people say, well, do you think that could really happen today? Well, I don't know. Look at history. Look at the democracies, and I use that term intentionally, as opposed to our constitutional republic. Look at the countries who were subjugated under the jackbooted thuggery of socialism and communism over the last, well, just during the 20th century. 262 million people were exterminated under the jackbooted thuggery of socialism and communism. You've got Stalin, and you know all of this. So what is happening here? They're using that template. They, meaning the progressive left, the liberal fascists, the people like the Feinsteins and like the Bloombergs out there, like the mayor of New York and governor of New York, anyone who speaks against gun ownership. And the code language here, oh, we need sensible gun ownership. We need sensible gun laws. That's what they say. That's not what they're doing. You heard it before. You heard it last week and the week before, the March for Our Lives. You know, they give us an inch, we're going to take a mile. They're exploiting all of these incidents. And you know, Ben Shapiro, just to kind of veer off a little bit, Ben Shapiro was taught, I heard an interview between him and Piers Morgan, and this was a brilliant interview, because coming out of the gate, Ben Shapiro told Piers Morgan, accused him of standing on the graves of the children of Sandy Hook. And that destabilized Piers Morgan for the entirety of the interview. Folks, we need to take command. We need to take back control of the debate. Learn from interviews like that to, we need to frame the debate, because we are under attack. They're not just coming for this, our guns, they're coming for us. I've talked about this many, many times, Steve Quayle, on this episode, or this platform as well. Folks, you're going to be right back. Stay right where you're at. Doug Hagman.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Doug Hagman sitting in for Alex Jones, InfoWars, InfoWars.com. That's where you need to go for all of your current news information. My home base, by the way, is HagmanReport.com. I'm sitting here in freezing northwest Pennsylvania. Of course, But you know, it's hey, I got in my office at 4:30 this morning, saw snow on the ground. And when is this day? I mean, it's April, it's spring. Come on now. Had an interesting discussion with Dan Wigington about the weather yesterday, last night on our flagship show, the Hagman Report. But that aside, the last segment I was talking about really the origin of fake news, where this came from. It just got my attention. And following it backwards, I can see where the progressive left, the fascists, and the progressive left, when I say that, it just kind of, I have this thing in my mind where, what's progressive about this? It's regressive. But the left, the liberal fascist, my terms, by the way, the do-gooders who believe that you are not smart enough to decide what's correct and what's not, they've got to tell you. And by the way, see, here's the thing, and here's why this is important. If the leftists, the usual suspects, the Democratic Party that is really turned into the Socialist / Communist Party, which has turned into the Fascist Party. Have you seen the evolution of what's going on, taking us to today? Have you noticed this? And this is why, for example, Alex Jones is going to be speaking at the National Press Club on Tuesday, April 10th. This is part of it. It's not exactly why. This is all part of it. The progressive or the liberal fascists, what they want you to believe is you're not intelligent enough to determine what's fake news and what's real news. So they're going to help you along. But here's the key. If you don't follow their advice, if you don't accept them as the sole arbiters of the truth, they will pull the plug. In other words, what we're seeing today, because the pushback against fake news, Donald Trump's grabbing of that phrase and using it, turning it back onto the progressive or the liberal fascists, what they have done is they've kind of what Donald Trump has done, President Donald Trump has done is kind of put them on the run. And now the only really at this point, the only way that they can respond is to censor the content, the ideology, the morals, the pro-Second Amendment, pro-life, pro-free speech. So the only thing they can do is pull the plug. That's it. And that's what we're seeing today. So this was not a sudden move by YouTube. This wasn't a sudden move by Facebook. This wasn't an organic, spontaneous operation. This was heavily planned out, and this really started under Obama. And why? Well, was it just merely to stifle the opposition? Yes, but it was also to cover criminality. So for just to be clear now, and again, the townhall.com, a columnist by the name of Kurt Schlichter, this past week wrote an excellent column. They take the Second Amendment first and the First Amendment second. It was up on the screen before. They don't want you to speak freely. They don't want you to have access to a free press. They don't want you to practice your religion as you see fit. All of this in the crosshairs of these Looney Tune liberal fascists. And in the view of the elite, of course, you're helpless. You need them. And if you don't feel that you need them, they're going to force you into compliance. So that's that. Now, this is an important part that, or important issue that I want to get into, and some news that came here this week. In fact, just last night, there was some information about McCabe and about the ongoing coup that's taking place in this country. But before I get to that, let me just ask you folks to support this operation, fund this operation, fund InfoWars, go to InfoWarsStore.com. They've got a marvelous selection of products, things that if you take the products that they offer, if you use them, and I mean use them, you're going to feel better than you've ever felt in your life. And they've got a number of weekly deals, a number of monthly deals. I'll tell you what, Cellforce right now, 50% off. It's a cellular energy production promoting free radicals, scavenging cellular. The benefits of this would take me, I'd be here all day talking about the benefits of the Cellforce. Right now, apparently, 50% off. Retail price, $149.99. Introductory sale price, 50% off, $74.95. There it is, right there. You save $75 over, just a tad over 50%. And, of course, Brain Force Plus and Real Red Pill Mind and Body Challenge Pack, 50% off in store for a limited time. So put your, how can you help? You might say, well, I can't do anything. I'm not behind a microphone. I don't have any internet presence. You can help by funding the help fund the operation. Go to InfoWarsStore.com because it's so important if you want the information to keep coming. And I'm a big believer in that. In the remaining couple of minutes I have, I'm going to talk directly about McCabe, what happened here recently. Folks, you remember, and this is my introduction to the next segment. You remember McCabe. He had a GoFundMe page. Did you know that GoFundMe page, and this is kind of one of those little details that you're not going to hear anywhere else, it was sponsored by a PR firm in D.C. that just happens to be founded by McCabe's lawyer, just based on my information, as best I can come up with, Michael Bromwich. Now, Bromwich did work in the Obama regime. It used to be against the canons of ethics to do things like this, did it not? Lawyers out there? Well, a lawyer forming a firm from which you raise funds on behalf of a client so you can pay yourself on behalf of your client. This appears to be, at least in my assessment, this appears to be what is taking place with the McCabe GoFundMe page. I'm just, again, this is what appears to me when I follow the breadcrumbs and look at this and look at the investigative links and the follow my nose and the investigative trail. McCabe's GoFundMe page was sponsored by a PR firm in D.C. Again, it just happened to be founded by McCabe's lawyer. Where's the ethics in this? K Street PR firm right there on the screen. Where is this not unethical? That's my question. Or is this not against the canons of ethics to do things like this? So we, yesterday, actually, and this leading into the next segment, which you've got to stick with me on this because this is going to be some mind-blowing information. We just heard this week, Fox News just reported last night, that the McCabe firing, based on a new documentation, this is not old stuff. This is confirming, but it's also new, that McCabe's firing was the consequence of three violations. Now, their language is lack of candor. Under oath, lack of candor, not under oath, and then the improper disclosure of non-public information, meaning confidential information, to the media about the investigation into the Clinton Foundation. Let me tell you something about this. It's lying under oath. It's lying not under oath, and it's leaking. So you can cut the fancy words here. Let's talk plain speak. When you learn what I'm about to tell you next about McCabe, about McCabe's wife, this letter, the information, this letter from the Devin Nunes, the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, is going to make your socks roll up and down. So stay right where you're at. You're listening to this edition of InfoWars, InfoWars.com. The battle rages. Good break back.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
InfoWars, fighting the battle, fighting, being the tip of the spear of the resistance, and boy, does it feel good to be at the tip of that spear, leading the resistance. Doug Hagman sitting in for Alex Jones, who's away, going to be speaking at the National Press Club April 10th in the Zanger Room. This about the tactics of the liberal fascists, of course, the unleashing of all of the attacks against InfoWars, the attacks against Alex Jones himself. He's going to engage in remarks on the question and answer with respect to the anti-First Amendment lawsuits levied against him. And, of course, myself, Steve Quayle, and others, no stranger to those. Alex, of course, is, as usual, at the tip of the spear on that, fighting and exposing. It will be exposing the swamp and delivering remarks and, again, engaging in question and answer on the anti-First Amendment lawsuits at the National Press Club. Zanger Room, and just if you look on the screen. Now, if you're listening to this via radio or if you have this up and you're driving, don't look at any screen. Look at the road. But Zenger Room, 529 14th Street, Northwest Washington, D.C. That's where it's at, Tuesday, April 10th, 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Eastern. And you've got to RSVP to press at Infowars.com. You know, I'm going to do my best to get there because I want to, I understand what he's going through. And folks, if you don't think this is a war, I'll just say this. Everybody who is anti-First and Second Amendment, everyone who is anti-truth is just pulling out all stops to silence InfoWars, silence this operation, the operation you're listening to, which is why I consider it, I'm very humbled, but I consider it a privilege to be sitting in for Alex Jones because the level of crap that he's going through. And it's not, you know, when he mentions about the lawsuits, as I mentioned on my morning show this morning, it's not just about whether you win. It's not that. It's about the progressive fascists, the haters of the freedom, the haters of us, the people who seek and then tell the truth. It's about how much damage they can inflict. And I just want to ask you a question, to those people out there listening and viewing. Have you ever been the defendant in a meritless lawsuit? Do you know what kind of havoc that wreaks on a business? How about your personal life when you've got to shell out 10, 20, 30, 40 grand for a retainer and then expend $300, $400, $500 an hour for attorneys, ultimately to have it dismissed? Hey, you won. Oh, yeah? You won? Yeah, what did you win? You invested a whole lot of money. You diverted resources. You diverted time into this. This is exactly the tactics. These are the tactics of the left. This is what's happening. So this is a new front, the weaponization of the judicial system, the weaponization of courts. And in my case, I was threatened with a gag order for just merely speaking like this. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not going to be gagged, nor will Alex Jones be gagged. And thank God we've got patriots like that. But that's not really that. Kind of got off on a left-handed trail there. What I want to talk about, and I made a mistake before, I was talking about McCabe and some things that happened with McCabe this week. I want to, and I had said, I had some information about McCabe's wife. Wait a second, that's Jill McCabe. We all know her. We all know that. But hold on a second here. What I meant to say, I've got some information about Rod Rosenstein's wife. All right. This ties into what had happened this week with McCabe, Lisa Page, the information that she provided. But who is Rod Rosenstein? Of course, Rod Rosenstein, essentially the guy running the Department of Justice Maine. Of course, he's deputy attorney general under Jeff Sessions. But he's really running the special counsel as well. Let's take a look at Rod Rosenstein's wife, shall we? Lisa H. Barsoomian. Who is she? And does it matter? I know this. I go home and speak with my wife after work, and we talk about things and over the dinner table or whatever, and there is some influence that my wife has with respect to what I say and where I kind of direct my focus. It's just normal, right? We're guys. We talk to our wives. So when we look at really the dynamics here, this woman, this mystery woman of intrigue, let's take a look at what's involved here. Now, everything I'm about to say, it's open source information and or the results of my investigative findings. If I am wrong in any of these, I'd love to be heard. Let me know. But a check on using the electronic record system, the PACER system, and other proprietary databases has led me to this and other information. Did you know that the Rod Rosenstein's wife, a U.S. attorney who graduated from Georgetown Law, is a protege of James Comey and Robert Mueller? Nah, I guess that makes sense, right? With her boss, R. Craig Lawrence, represented Bill Clinton in 1998. Now, Lawrence also represented Robert Mueller three times, and this is associated with Lisa Bart Simeon, who is Rod Rosenstein's wife. Got to follow. You got to keep a scorecard with all these people. Representative James Comey 5 times. Barack Hussein Obama 45 times. Kathleen Sebelius 56 times. Bill Clinton 40 times. And Hillary Clinton 17 times between 1998 and 2017. She herself, Barsoomian, herself, Rod Rosenstein's wife, represented the FBI at least 5 times during that period. And you may ask yourself again, well, who cares? Who cares about the work history of this woman, Rod Rosenstein's wife? Well, someone does. When you start looking, at her background, you start, if you use certain search terms, for example, Rod Rosenstein's wife, wife of Rod, whatever variation of these search terms you use, you're going to find that a lot has been purged about the wife of Rod Rosenstein, Lisa Barsoomian. Court documents for her Clinton representation in Hamburg v. Clinton back in 1998, and it's a subsequent appeal in 99 from the D.C. District Court of Appeal. Court dockets gone. Of course, you're going to see what they want you to see, which ties into the censorship, which ties into the fact that, wait a minute, we have to determine what's fake news, which ties into the fact that if we can't direct you to what we want you to see, we are just going to call it fake news and, even worse, purge it from the internet. This is what's taking place. And this is why all of this is connected and so important. Someone out there cares so much that the internet has purged all information, or virtually all of it, with respect to the working relationship with the swamp. So Rod Rosenstein, his wife, looking at this, yeah, there's some stuff going on. And it's interesting because one particular piece of information, and I don't know who to credit this on, but I'm going to just go with this, and whoever found this, I'm going to thank you for doing so. Barsoomian has been involved in hundreds of cases representing the D.C. office and the U.S. attorney. Her email address is, if you look at it, lisabarsoomian@nih.gov. Now, why is that important? The NIH stands for National Institutes of Health. When I saw that, I knew exactly what that is. You see, this is a tactic. Using NIH or using other government fronts is a tactic to protect operatives of the CIA. It's standard operating fare. It's SOP, standard operating policy. It's used to shield their CIA or classified CIA type activities. Pay attention to the details here. You might think, well, it's a cover, so no big deal. What does one more attorney with ties to the U.S. intelligence community really? What does that matter? Well, it matters a whole bunch, and I'm going to be explaining why it matters as we move to close out today's program. It's going to be very interesting. I'm getting hand signals from my tech here. Going to be right back. You're listening to InfoWars. Doug Hagman sitting in for Alex Jones.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do.
If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now
at 800-667-9035.
Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443443. That's BEST 33 to 443443.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Sitting in for Alex Jones. Alex Jones, who's off in part going to the National Press Club, going to be talking about the attempted gagging, and he's going to have none of it, of Alex Jones by those people who want to shut you up, shut him up, and by extension, shut all of us up. And of course, Alex Jones is going to be appearing at the National Press Club Tuesday, April 10th. You've got it. Yeah, I'll tell you what. You're going to either get there, listen to him, but the importance of what he's going to say is, I cannot overstate how important this is. There, just if you're watching this, it's on screen. If you're listening to this and you're playing this on an iPhone or other similar device and you got a screen, don't look at the screen if you're driving, but it's going to be in the Zenger Room, 529 14th Street Northwest, Washington, D.C., Tuesday, April 10th, 9 o'clock Eastern Time for RSVP. Send it to press@infowars.com. Again, this is going to be about the anti-First Amendment lawsuits levied against InfoWars and, hey, against even us and myself and the people such as Steve Quayle and others on the receiving end of lawsuits, anti-defamation suits designed to or intended to cripple us, because if they can't control what we say and they can't control what you listen to, they've got to go a step further, and that's to basically attempt to shut us down through a number of means, and this is one of those means. Before the break, I was talking about Rosenstein's wife, and you might say, well, why is this important? Well, Rosenstein is the the de facto head of the Attorney General Department of Justice, under Sessions, appointed Mueller as special counsel. Rosenstein, of course, has control over the special counsel. Information this week about Rosenstein, or about McCabe, the firing, which was a consequence of the blowback which is a consequence of the investigation being conducted in part by the Inspector General, Michael Horowitz, in response to or in tandem with the Mueller investigation on opposing sides. So news about that. But I want to finish up here with Rosenstein's wife, with respect to her, why this is a big deal, why you need to know about her. Because, you know, as the wife of the Deputy Attorney General, you ought to be paying attention to this. And you've got to know that why is this important? It's quite simple. Guys, you know this. Women, you know this. If you're out there and you're husband and wife, traditional husband and wife, you've got influence on the spouse, at least at some level. And she's the Assistant Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein's wife. That's why it's important. Her name, again, Lisa Barsoomian, and her loyalties, basically, and these are my words, are tainted. How could this not? How could her loyalties? When you look back, and you consider that Attorney General Jeff Sessions essentially has recused himself, and some say he's taking a 16-month nap or a 14-month nap, with occasional forays into throwing himself into the legalization of marijuana mix or the anti-legalization there. But Mueller's never-ending investigation into collusion between the Donald Trump team and the Russians. Now, one more time, why does Barsoomian, the wife of Rod Rosenstein, CIA operative, merit any mention? Because, again, she's his wife. Her loyalties appear to be tainted. How could anything that she does and said in the past, how could that have not influenced Rosenstein's decisions, current and former? Both owe their careers, by the way, as U.S. attorneys, to Mueller, to Obama, to Bush, and to Clinton. Impartiality? Not quite there. And again, I don't know who to cite on this, the compilation of information, and forgive me for the lack of citation, but this is also part, not only their citations, or not only their information, but things I've put together. But you'll find all of this to be out there on open source places. But some of this is not. Some of this has already been purged, and they want you to remain in the dark about this. But when you look at this, does Rod Rosenstein have, in fact, any business involving himself in the Hillary Clinton DNC-funded Steele dossier and the ongoing Russian investigation, considering the loyalties? And this brings me to, well, the ethics there, or lack thereof, which brings me into something that happened this week, which I've got to tell you about. Before I do, I just want to mention one more time, folks, this operation, InfoWars, depends on your support. You notice the sponsorship? Well, it's products that InfoWarsStore.com, it's products that they sell, and they're all fantastic products. Have a look for yourself. I particularly like things like Brain Force Plus, the Real Red Pill Mind and Body Challenge Pack. Right now, 50% off in store for a limited time. Look at that, Mind and Body Challenge Pack. You can't go wrong with the products here. And as Ted Nugent had said, did you watch that? Go back and watch that documentary if you didn't catch it. Watch it in full. You talk about a patriotic American, and you talk about an energetic guy at a very young, 7 decades on this earth, very young, 70 decades, but put packed a lot of life into it. And the information, the spunk that man has, and the family has. It's fantastic, and part of that is feeling good. Of course, you can use go to InfoWarsStore.com and grab yourself some Brain Force Plus and Red Pill Mind and Body Challenge Pack. Do it. Take advantage of the sale. 50% off in store for a limited time. That's why this is important, because we have to be ready to fight at a moment's notice. But Catherine Herridge, getting back to the content here, Catherine Herridge confirmed Lisa Page statements this week that contradict, where Lisa Page actually contradicted Andrew McCabe. And again, who's Andrew McCabe? Well, Andrew McCabe is part of the DOJ FBI morass. We had a situation where we're looking at, by the way, I have tip to conservative Treehouse Sundance. For all of the information, I know I'm getting short on time here, so for all of the information with respect to the nuances of the McCabe-Rosenstein sessions, that whole morass, this whole Mueller mess, conservative Treehouse Sundance, Sarah Carter has done just a tremendous job, as has Hannity and Greg Jarrett. And if you think that people are not sitting up and paying attention to that, you're not paying attention. But really quickly in closing this week, and let me see if I grab my notes here on this. This week, Devin Nunes, who is the head of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, the majority head of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, drafted a letter, as I look through my notes here. Letter's here somewhere. But ultimately demanding the unredacted, here it is right here, sent on April 4th, 2018, sent a letter to Rod Rosenstein. Remember, I talked about his wife and Christopher Wray, the head of the FBI, demanding compliance with a previously submitted subpoena for unredacted documents pertaining to electronic communications about who. Ultimately, when you read this letter, it ultimately leads back to Brennan, which ultimately leads back to Obama, the Obama regime. And the reason I'm kind of closing out with this is because what is taking place right now is everything is being exposed for all of us to see. And it's clear that the Mueller investigation is nothing but a distraction, an unethical one at that, against or to prevent the exposure of the criminal collusion and the attempted coup against Donald Trump and at the will of the American people. Devin Nunes on Wednesday submitting a letter saying enough is enough. I want the unredacted version of the documents you provided previously. And what that will show is the connections, the names, not the least of which could be, and is very likely, John Brennan, the former head of the CIA, and his involvement perhaps into the coup attempt that began before Donald Trump was elected. So there are some things that are happening there. In addition to that, Catherine Herridge has reported this week, and this is the other part of the coin, the other side of this issue that we have to follow, additional confirmations to why McCabe was fired. McCabe, of course, was fired for three purposes: lying under oath, lying while not under oath, and improper disclosure or leaks of information to the media about the investigation into the Clinton Foundation. I don't know if you can really see this, but you see how all of this ties together? And why are we being silenced now? Why are we being silenced right now? Because they don't want the information, the liberal fascists, the media, they don't want this information to get out. It's as simple as that. Really it is, but it's quite complex when you get into the minutia of it. Folks, Doug Hagmann again, sitting in for Alex Jones, Infowars.com, the tip of the spear, fighting for your right to speak, fighting for your right to bear arms. Just may God bless each and every one of you. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time, Infowars.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2-month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red.